Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph, page 77, side A. The Gemara brings down the opinion of Amemer Lahalocha. Amar Amemer, says Amemer, Hilchasa Oisyeis Niknois Bimesira. The halacha is that letters, meaning the debt of a choiv, a shtar choiv, are acquired just by giving them over, and you don't have to write an additional shtar mechira and give that shtar mechira over, a shtar mechira on the oisius. Kerebi, like the opinion of Rebbe. So the Gemara wants to know, well, whether this was a memer said now, is it by tradition he received it from his teachers, or he just decided out of his own svara? Amale Rabashi Rameimar. So Rabashi says to Rameimar, Gemara oy svara, is this something that you have received from your teachers, or this is your own idea? Amale, he said to him, Gemara, this was by tradition. Amar Rabashi, and Rabashi says, Svara Namihu. Also logically, we can say that it is sufficient just by giving it over. Because a Shtar Kinyan, a document for a Kinyan, would not help over here. Since the Oisis Mile Ninhu, Umile Bimile Lemiknen. Oisis, the Shtar Choyv, are words. And words with words you can't purchase. Since the seller who is selling the document of the debt is only selling the words alone, because he's not selling any object that is in existence, but rather the debt that he owes, so it's logical that these words cannot be acquired through other words. And that is that a shtar cannot be acquired through a shtar, but through a action, which is by giving over. The Gemara mentions now some halachas that were learned together in the Beis Medrash as with regards to documents. And we're going to see that from one of these halachas, it appears that a shtar is able to be acquired through words. So the Gemara says, "Veloi," and no, and don't we don't find that words can be bought and acquired through words alone. But didn't Rabbi Yitzchok say to Rav, "Shnei shtori say"? There are two different halachas in writing a document when you're trying to purchase a field. The first halacha is, if a person says to two people, Zuchu besoda lepoini, bekisvu leyes ashtar, I am giving you this field with a kinyan sudar, with a kinyan of the handkerchief, so that you should merit it for this individual. And also I'm appointing you to write and to give him a document of a gift for this field. So then the halacha is that choyzer b'shtar ve'ena choyzer b'sode. So the one who is giving this gift can change his mind, and he can tell them they shouldn't write the document, but he cannot change his mind from giving the field. Because immediately that they had made a kinyan for him, the receiver, the person that he wanted to give it to, was already zeicha, he already merited, he already got the field from through the other people's kinyan. The second halacha, what happens if a person says to two people that they should get the field for another person, but he tells them, al minas shetichtuv lo yasashtar, on the condition that you write him the document, that is to say, that he shall not merit the field, should not get the field until the actual document of the gift reaches his hand. So in that situation, choyzer bein b'shtar bein b'sode, then the giver can retract even from the gift itself, from giving the field, not only from the writing of the document, since the recipient has not yet was not yet zoich in the field because he conditioned it on the document. The Gemara brings down, Rav Huna added another case. Rav Huna bar Chi Avin Omar Rav Huna, Rav Chi bar Avin said name Rav Huna, Shloisha Shtaris same. That there's three different halachas we find by the Shtaris. Trei Hoda Amorin, to two of the above, that sometimes you can retract just in the document, and sometimes you can retract even for the field itself. And Idach, what is the third case? If the seller went quickly and he prepared the shtar mechira before he sold the field, so that he'd have ready to give it to the buyer as a document of evidence, so he went earlier and he wrote a shtar for the sale before he actually sold the field.